in business or in life, if the car is going too fast, then slow it down. If you need to pull over and take a break because you're feeling drained, do it. You also have to be aware that other people around you might go 90, 100, whatever the speed they are, and they will cause you to panic if you allow them to. If they want to be reckless, then that's their choice. But you need to stay calm, stay in your lane, and don't react out of emotion. Welcome to the Impact of Leadership Podcast, brought to you by CCB Technology. I am your host, Patrick Booth, and CEO of the Impact of Leadership. I am so thankful to say that this is our 147th episode of doing the podcast in the past 6 years. So a lot of things have been covered over the last many years. Some of these topics are vision, servant leadership, company culture, imposter syndrome, business disruptions like COVID, accelerating business growth, and also finding the right people and putting them in the right seats. But all of them came to one focus, which is growth. At the Impact of Leadership, we created this podcast, Steve Shear and I, because we wanted to share real stories from leaders out there that don't necessarily maybe get highlighted because they don't have a top-selling book or they don't have a podcast or maybe they just don't do it for a living, but they actually are living it out in their jobs. And we get to see them every day in our world. I'm sure you see them too. And that's where we would love feedback from you. Send me an email at patrick.booth@impactofleadership.com if you know of somebody who you believe is doing the real leadership thing every day, showing up, making a difference, impacting lives, and you think they would be an awesome guest for us. That would be incredible for you to share with us. Well, as we've been doing a series called Leadership Exposed, and we've been also interviewing guests as we have had, there is another thing I want to do. As we are at the crossroads right now of 6 years, I'm always thinking, how do we create something that is relevant and of value to our listeners? And we are so grateful for you. We would not be doing this podcast if you weren't out there taking time to listen to our episodes. Well, something that has been on my mind as I've been going through a lot the last 6 months with my family and some personal health issues with one of our children. And one of the things that have been coming back to me is, how do I share the truth of what it means to be a leader at work, but also at home and in life? And that's the thing that Kyle Jolly, our Vice President of Operations at CCB Technology, has said so many times, and I just think it is perfect for me to continue to bring this up, that we have only one bucket. I know people say separate work, separate from personal life, and there is something good about having them being separated. But what happens if you're a business owner? There is no separation. It is all one bucket. And in truth be told, whether you're a business owner or a leader, you are one person. It's one bucket. You can do your best to try to separate the two, but when you throw everything into the one bucket, which is your heart, it's one person. So I want to take a series and I want to find a focus as we continue to develop the impact of leadership, but take it in another direction. What does it mean to be an impact of leader in business, in family, in your role as a father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter? And what does it mean to be deliberate with your legacy and in your life? Because we only get one shot at this. This is it. And it's very short when you really look at how fast it goes by. And any of you out there, you know, I'm turning 46 here soon. This, the reality of how fast life is going, is just faster and faster as I get older. And I know we've always heard that, but not until you get to that age where you realize you probably have less left than you do to live forward. And that's just the reality of it. So how do we create this? My dad put this into my heart many years ago. Patrick, make a living, but don't forget to make a life. What does it come down to? It's called legacy building. That's what I want the impact of leadership to be known as we continue in this next year. How do I continue to give you great advice and great insights from other people and other books that I'm reading and podcasts? How do we continue to talk about how do we leave a legacy that is something that stands way beyond just our life. It's really about making that impact. See, it all ties together, and that's what I love about this. We don't want to just throw everything away that we've been doing for the 6 years, because all of it has meant something great. It meant giving you advice and direction of how to be a great business leader. But I have failed if I don't help you think about leaving a legacy beyond your business. There's so much more at stake. And Steve Scheer has said this at CCB ever since he got into management. We are doing a lot more than slinging laptops to our clients. We are making an impact.
This episode of the Impact Leadership Podcast is brought to you by our friends at CCB Technology. The folks at CCB Technology believe that you should get what you pay for. But the only thing that they can really control is if you do business with them on outsourced IT stuff, because then you would get what you pay for. So sorry if that burger wasn't that good last night. We can't help with that. The IT industry has terms that are way overused. Managed services is one of them. That could mean anything from watching a screen bouncing around with internet activity to showing up on site at your business, making sure that that thing on the back of the security camera is plugged in. Well, that's not what CCB Technology is talking about. Now, when I was in the insurance industry, people would say that they had full coverage, or they would ask their insurance agent for, in quotes, full coverage. No one ever knew what that meant, but it felt good to say because it seemed like, well, we're covered, I guess. Yeah, you'll find out when the basement floods. It's the same with the term managed services. It sounds nice, but are you covered? Well, I don't know. We'll find out when your server crashes and they don't have an engineer to show up, because you don't need somebody plugging in your security camera when you're server goes down. You need a server specialized engineer. So to the folks at CCB Technology, managed services is a customizable and scalable solution for meeting your organization's IT needs. What does that mean practically? It could be helping Paula connect her laptop to the printer, and Paula could be at home because CCB Technology does that. It could be ensuring backups of vital data are taking place, or it could be alerting your IT guy, James, that suspicious login activity has taken place. We call that co-managing an environment. I call it the tag team championship of the world. And then I picture Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior forming the Ultimate Power Alliance in the universe, brother. Yeah, brother. Ooh, the cream of the crop rises to the top. To CCB, it's based on your need and spelled out in terms you can understand. Because you should clearly know what you're paying for, and that the solution that you're paying for is based fully on your organization's needs. If you don't know what they are doing, reach out to CCB and gain clarity. CCB Technology wants to be your trusted partner when it comes to outsourcing your IT support. When it comes to outsourced IT, you just can't get better than CCB Technology. Don't settle for hoping it works out. Go to ccbtechnology.com and start relying on a trusted partner.
Real stories, real life examples, because I want you to know that you are not alone and you are loved by us at IOL, but also by something greater, something bigger that I have experienced in my life. And I want to share this with you. Now, I'm going to be honest and I'm going to tell you that not every detail is going to be thrown out there, because I want to be respectful of family and of my kids and my wife. But I want to give truth. I want to be real. I want you to know that Patrick is giving you truth and a real honest view. And I'm going to tell you where I failed in all these categories. But I'm also going to tell you where I have maybe learned. And by God's grace, I might even got it right once or twice. But I'm excited, because this is how we get better, by being deliberate and intentional to grow. At CCB, we have core values that I really want to also make sure you know that we have the same ones at the Impact of Leadership, as we are two different companies, but under the same focus. One, passion. You got to have passion in life. We truly believe that. And if you're going to be doing it in business or in your family or in your roles as a father or a husband, you've got to have passion. You've got to bring it every day, because that matters. Accountability. You've got to be able to know yes to when you say something of an agreement or a plan. You also have to be held accountable that when you fail and you mess up, that somebody can come to you and point that out to say, hey, this happened and this wasn't good, and I need you to learn from your mistake. And you need to be willing to accept that accountability without getting defensive or angry. That doesn't mean every time it's fun, because it's not. It actually hurts. and it stings, but you will grow when you can accept accountability. Trustworthiness. Can people trust you in business, in your family, as a friend? How do we focus on what it means to be trustworthy? Humility. Can you embrace the suck in the situation of this stings, this hurts? I did not mean to do this. I messed up, and I also have to be willing to say I'm sorry. I have to own it. Humility doesn't happen easily. Trust me, I am right there telling you I struggle with this at times. Mostly when I didn't mean to do something, but I did, and I did hurt somebody. You got to be willing to humble yourself and put yourself in their shoes to understand where they're coming from. Integrity. You can have all these core values, but if you don't have integrity at the center, you are going to do things with selfish desire and purpose. That's how we are wired. We don't do things because, oh, I just want to do something great to help somebody else. Yeah, you might have that in that moment, but a lot of times in the back of your mind, you're thinking, how is this going to benefit me? If I wash the dishes, is my wife going to want to hang out with me and cuddle with me? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not just washing dishes because I love to wash dishes. There is usually an intent or a purpose, or I'm going to give this gift and I want to see the reaction from the person and they're going to be so excited. What happens when they're not? So you have to find a way to talk about integrity of doing things, especially when nobody's watching. How do you be the person you want to be? Not just what who you say, but actually through your actions. And then growth focus. All of this is about getting better. All of this is about helping us learn how to be a legacy builder, but building the right legacy. Because at the end of the day, we do have options. Are we doing it in the right way or are we doing it in the wrong way? Are we building the house on the rock or are we building the house on the sand? There is a lot of opportunity for growth. And I'm telling you, as the podcast host, I am not here telling you that I am just here to spit things at you. I am here to grow with you because I care and I want to get better with you. You all are holding me accountable by me being able to do this podcast. Again, resources are going to be there. How are we going to grow? We're going to learn from others. I'm going to give you some of my own personal stories, but I'm going to share real insights just like we have done in the Impact of Leadership, learning from others. Steve Scheer has been incredible at devouring knowledge and sharing it with you. I want to do the same. But again, focus on business, family, motherhood, fatherhood, son, daughter, friend. And also, Lord, I want to make sure that we can find a way to help us all leave a legacy that will last way beyond our lifetime. One of the stories I want to share with you is, how do I build a legacy with my daughter? Now, I have three biological kids and I have one nephew who is in our custody and he basically is at our house every day. So I always like to say we have four kids. And even my kids have said, yep, when I have siblings, they always say, oh yeah, there's three of us plus myself, that's four. So this is a story that I want to share with you about how I taught my daughter how to drive on the interstate through Chicago traffic. She's about to go to college in the fall. In August, she will be going to University of Cedarville, which is in Ohio. It's a Christian university. And this is a college that she is super excited about. She knows a lot of people that go there, but also she is just gets an opportunity to leave her home and grow. Now, the one thing she was not excited about was driving through Chicago. We did a little tour. She drove, in the back seat. She was with me and she's like, I can't do this. I cannot drive through Chicago. Is there a way to go around Chicago? And we looked at the map and I'm like, no, there is no way to go from Ohio to Wisconsin without driving through Chicago. So finally, after several conversations, she's like, you know what? I will find a way to do this, but I need your help, Dad. Okay, how can I help you? And my wife said, you know what? Why don't you guys go do a drive like down to Chicago together? Let her drive and you coach her. And my first reaction was, oh man, this is going to be hard and scary for both of us because, you know, learning in the moment is really a great way to learn, but it can be super difficult. And we're not talking about, oh, let's learn to make cookies. We're talking about driving a car at 70, 80, 90 miles an hour, depending on how you like to drive through Chicago. And you have a bunch of people, let's say thousands of people on the road, and you have to decide, is this the right place to teach my daughter how to drive to Chicago? Well, I don't know any other way to do it than to do that. So we did. So we picked a Sunday afternoon. And the one thing that I kept telling my daughter is you control your actions. You control the car, but you have to be aware of your surroundings because there's a lot of other things going on. And man, did we see it. We saw car accidents. We saw highway patrol chasing people. We saw experienced traffic jams. All of it was real things. We had to do the on-ramp, the off-ramp, people coming on, people coming off, people changing lanes, people swerving quickly. And I told my daughter, again, you control the speed of the car. And I say that because that is so important. And Steve Scheer has reminded me, and I remind him as well when we say that to each other, in business or in life, if the car is going too fast, then slow it down. If you need to pull over and take a break because you're feeling drained, do it. You also have to be aware that other people around you might go 90, 100, whatever the speed they are, and they will cause you to panic if you allow them to. If they want to be reckless, then that's their choice. But you need to stay calm, stay in your lane, and don't react out of emotion. That will cause accidents in your life and literally physically in the car. So as my daughter and I went through this, she listened to my voice. And that's what this is about at the Impact of Leadership. I just taught her through experience things that I have had to learn as I drove through Chicago. And trust me, there's been times it's been calm and there's times I'm white knuckling all the way through because it is crazy with the speed that's happening around me and I'm tired from a long trip, driving home, whatever it is a lot of different feelings that you are going through. And that is normal to feel overwhelmed at times, to feel calm at times. It just depends on what you're going through in that moment and how hard you've been working or what you've been going through. So I just taught my daughter, and we had a great successful trip going through Chicago. She made it all the way to Indiana, and then we stopped and got some coffee. We walked around, and then we ended up getting right back in the car and going back because I wanted her to know what it was like going through Chicago from Wisconsin, but what is it like going from Indiana into Chicago and then Wisconsin? Because both are very different, but both are needed for her to feel comfortable. So we did that. And it was, again, about 4 to 5 hours in the car doing this journey. But afterwards, she gave me a big hug and she said, I love you, Dad, and thank you for doing this for me. This helps me feel comfortable now to drive to school on my own. Truth be told, she's going to have a lot more to learn, and I'm going to be scared to send her off without me being in the car because even though it was scary, I knew I was there with her. And sometimes we just have to let our kids go, and I'm learning that in a lot of different ways. This was an example with my daughter. I hope that this story gives you some encouragement in business and in life, that you control the speed of the car. You do have to be aware of the people around you who are going crazy with fast and being chaotic with their maneuvers, but you control the speed of the car and you decide how you're going to react. It is not easy. It's not fun. It can be difficult. Sometimes it can be enjoyable, but this is life. And I just made an impression on my daughter, a legacy that she will always remember because I chose to sacrifice my Sunday afternoon to make sure that she got growth and comfortableness through this moment. And that's what life's about, is being intentional and building this legacy that lasts forever. So I thank you for listening. This is the new direction that we're taking the podcast in for right now. We are going to be doing interviews as normal, but on the off days, so the off weeks, as it is every other week, I will be talking to you about lessons on how to build a legacy and how to make it last way beyond your lifetime, because we're going to be doing things with leadership intention in all different areas of business, family, life, and we are going to do this together because nobody has to do this alone. I am so thankful for your time here listening to the Impact of Leadership. And again, we are going to do this because together we can. Here is the part of the show where we give a list of takeaways and action items. Number one takeaway, you control the speed of the car. You control your actions. Yes, you need to be aware of other people around you and what they're doing, but you ultimately control the speed of the car. Slow it down if life is getting out of control, either by yourself going too fast or other people around you, but don't feel stuck. Next, be deliberate with your life choices. You have different roles, whether it's in business or in your role as a father, a husband, a spouse, a son, a daughter, a friend. You need to be deliberate in life. What is it that you want to achieve? You are building a legacy one way or the other. The question is, what type of legacy do you want to leave? Start making notes on that as we continue to develop this series. Action items. I want you to email me, patrick.booth@impactofleadership.com, with topics and questions you might want to discuss in this new series, Legacy Building. You might want to focus on family, marriage, being a father, a mother, a son, daughter, friend. Whatever it is, I understand there's one bucket and we want to be able to help you grow and leave a legacy that you can be proud of. So email me with your questions or topics. And if you have guests that you think would be awesome to interview, love to hear those as well. Next, I want you to follow the Impact of Leadership podcast. Hopefully you are. But if you haven't done this before, it's pretty simple. You go on to podcast for Apple. This is an example. And you find the Impact of Leadership through your search. Then you click in the top right corner. There's a plus sign. You click that and you'll get a green check mark. You also can turn on notifications. Now, this gets a little tricky, but it's not that difficult. You go under your own homepage, you turn on notifications, and you will see that option to have that for the Impact of Leadership. So these are the two action items. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you next time. If you like what you heard today, I have a simple ask. Share it with others. We would love to grow and improve our experience for all of you at the Impact of Leadership, but we need your feedback. You can give us reviews or you can email us at info@impactofleadership.com. We have over 75 blogs, 147 podcasts, all free resources for you because we believe nobody drifts into excellence and nobody has to do this all alone. Thank you for listening.